When Boo Radley shuffled to his feet, light from the living room windows glistening in the forehead, every move he made was uncertain, as if he were not sure his hands and feet could make proper contact with the things he touched. He coughed his dreadful, rattling cough, and he was so shaken he had to sit down again. His hand searched for his hip pocket, and he pulled out a handkerchief. He coughed onto it, and he wiped his forehead. Having been so accommodated to be his absence, I found it incredible that he had been sitting beside me all the time, present. He had not made a sound. Once more, he got to his feet. He turned to me, nodded towards the door. "You'd like to say goodnight to Jim, wouldn't you, Mr. Arthur? Come right in." I led him down the hall, and Alexander was sitting by Jim's bed. "Come in, Arthur," she said. "He's still asleep. Dr. Reynolds gave him a heavy sedative. Jean Louise, is your father in the living room?" "Yes, ma'am, I think so." "I'll just go speak to him a minute. Dr. Reynolds left some." Her voice trailed away. Boo had drifted to a corner of the room where he stood with his chin up, peering from a distance at Jim. I took him by the hand, a hand surprisingly warm from its whiteness. I tugged him in a little. He allowed me to lead him to Jim's bed. Dr. Reynolds had made a tent-like arrangement over Jim's arm to keep the cover off, and Boo leaned forward and looked over it. An expression of timid curiosity was on his face, as though he had never seen a boy before. His mouth was slightly open. He took a look at Jim from head to foot. Boo's hand came up, and he let it drop to his side. "You can pet him, Mr. Arthur. He's asleep. You couldn't if he was awake, though. He wouldn't let you," I found myself explaining. "Go ahead." Boo's hand covered over Jim's head.